It's Energy FM Sport, joined in the studio by Kit, Alexander and Johnny Howe. Lads, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, you're here to tell us about a bit of a trek you're going on.
Just a little one.
To say the least, yeah, exactly. It's hopefully 1,800 miles in total. Two bikes, two of us, all of our equipment on the back of the bikes.
No support.
Yeah, no support.
Just each other. Just all the way.
Inspiration. Yeah.
And we mentioned off. We mentioned bikes. We're on the Isle of Man, of course. No motors on these, of course. Just pedal power.
Yeah, Mark Cavendish style. Yeah, we're just pedal power. Trying to average out about 60 miles a day, in the hope that we'll make it to Zakynthos, Greece, from London, in the deadline we've sort of set ourselves.
And what is the deadline?
Well, I'm due to work in Zakynthos on the 11th of June, so I've got to be out there for that date. So that's why we're allowing a couple of days, just in case anything, touch wood, does go wrong. Then we have got those spare days if that happens.
Fantastic. Just the two of you, Britain to Greece in a month. That is pretty impressive. How did this come about?
Well, for the both of us, we knew of two people who'd done it the year before previously, and this year, unfortunately, I contracted septic arthritis after an ACL reconstruction, which has set me back 9 operations. I've got another one, so my 10th and hopefully touchwood final in August. So basically, throughout the course of the year, I was using hyperbaric chamber here, going in the chamber with the likes of James Toseland and Connor Cummings. And basically, I just want to try and raise money to the people who've given to me over the course of the year.
And we also decided that not only should we do a local charity, we should do a national one. And I chose to do Health for Heroes. That's who I'm sort of representing. Because I've got quite a few friends who have just gone into the army and just being based overseas. So I'm just doing the least I can to help, just in case anything does happen in the future, that they ever come back injured, or there's that support there for them. If that does happen.
Both absolutely fantastic charities, of course. Help the Heroes constantly in the papers, and the Hyperbaric here on the Isle of Man. A lot of people get the impression the Hyperbaric is just about damaged TT riders. It's a lot more than that. There's people going in there with MS, there's people going in there who've had problems in operations like yourself. It's an absolutely fantastic cause.
Yeah, no, of course. Like you say, there's it's an absolutely fantastic facility. It only receives funding of 90 grand a year, but it requires 150. So I'm hoping that it has received quite a lot of publicity this year, and I'm just hopefully going to be one of many to do these fundraisers to really to pay back to the Hyperbaric, yeah. which is definitely beneficial to everyone. I mean, for example, in my case, I was lucky enough to have some bone growth from where the infection actually ate away at my bone, which isn't very common. So that prevented my operation to be as serious as they thought it was going to have to be.
Now, I assume you were keen cyclists before you took up this challenge. You didn't just go, what should we do? Oh, I know, let's go cycling.
well, about that.
We're learning a lot.
I was just saying the other day in some of my thank you letters, this could be the first time I've ever been on a proper race bike. I think the furthest I cycled was probably up Summer Hill and up Blackberry Lane and back down again beforehand, which isn't a great start. Like I was saying, I've had a couple of funny experiences, not knowing that, or not knowing for long, that your feet are actually attached onto the pedals on the racing bikes. You come up to a traffic light, being used to normal pedals, I'd managed to forget that I was attached, try and pull these shoes off, toppled onto the pavement next to the big queue of cars, and yeah, you can imagine what they're all thinking. Yeah.
So it's going to be a completely new experience for the pair of you.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do for food and drink? And, you know, because obviously you're going just the pair of you, there's no support. Is it just everything you can carry?
Well, what we're going to be doing is we're taking like a little gas stove, and then there's like army mess tins. Mm-hmm. We're taking two of those. So in the mornings, we're planning on just cooking our own porridge. And then lunchtime, we'll just be going into shops to get like a big baguette or something and just fill it full of food, eat that. And then in the evenings, again, we'll probably cook food like pasta, just high energy foods. We've also got quite a lot of energy bars That have been left over from a friend's cycle.
They weigh quite a lot though, so I think we'll probably end up eating about all the bars in the first 100 or 200 miles to get rid of that, all that excess weight.
Yeah, just to make us go a little bit faster.
I mean, how many calories does an 1800 mile cycle ride burn off?
It's well, like we figured out earlier on, it's 6,500 calories a day. Which we, as we were saying earlier to the Buck in school, it actually is 27 cans of baked beans, the equivalent of a day. Yeah, and 189 a week, so...
Pedal power, not wind power, though.
Yeah, no, no, yeah. Well, there's no any extra power we can get, I guess.
So how much training has been involved, then?
Well, we've been doing sort of about 30-mile bike rides for the past 2 weeks. We've just been building it up and just been trying to cut our times down. We're going out for a cycle this afternoon. I think we're planning on going and doing a bit of a coastal route. Because I think there's a race going on the TT, but yeah, we've been doing about 2 weeks of training of about 30 odd plus miles.
Well, I mean, obviously for myself, it's just trying to build up the miles, because only about 4 weeks ago I couldn't actually stand up and pedal. I had to sit and go up and down the prom sitting down on my saddle because of my knee, because it was 6 weeks since the bone graft. So yeah, like Johnny said, we've just sort of, I've been, to put it in perspective here, I sort of cycled from the prom up Blackberry Lane, along the TT course, around Ramsey. Then when I got to Ramsey, came back along the coastal road. So I worked that in about just over 2 hours. So that was quite nice.
So you really are just throwing yourself straight in, aren't you? Straight out of, you know, Operation Hyperbaric, boom, let's get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where there's a will, there's a way. I'm also hoping to get back in time for the parish walk on the 25th of June.
Right. So you're doing that as well?
Yes.
You are mental. You know that. Yeah. In fact, the pair of you absolutely do lightly tap, if you don't mind me saying. Right. So it's Britain to Greece. It's going to be done in a month. It's about 1,800 miles, 6,000 calories a day. Gents, we wish you the very best of luck. It's all for great cause, Hyperbaric Chamber, and Help the Heroes. Good luck, lads. We hope to hear all about it when you get back.
Cheers, thank you. Can we just drop one last thing in as well? Just say a massive thank you to our sponsors, IOMA Group, and also Charles Alexander Jewellers and Ashgrove Marketing. And if you want to donate at all, you can visit our website and follow us on www.lifecycleblog.org.